An Elkhart man wrongfully convicted in a 2002 murder case was officially exonerated Monday. 43-year-old Andrew Royer was coerced into confessing and spent 16 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. Royer, who has an intellectual disability and no prior criminal record, confessed to murdering a 94-year-old woman after 2 days of mostly unrecorded interrogation by Elkhart Police Department Detective Carl Conway. He was subsequently convicted in a 2004 trial and spent 16 years in prison until the University of Notre Dame's newly formed Exoneration Justice Clinic took up his case. Jimmy Gourlay is the director of the clinic and a professor at Notre Dame Law School, and he says Royer's conviction was no accident.
Andy's conviction was a result of a coerced, involuntary, illegal confession. Make no mistake about it.
After a 2019 hearing, Royer was granted a new trial and released from prison last spring. The state appealed, and in April 2021, the Indiana Court of Appeals upheld the ruling and also concluded that Detective Conway committed perjury. On Monday, the state granted a motion from the Elkhart County prosecutor to dismiss the charges. Conway was promoted to lieutenant in the years following Royer's original trial and is still employed by the Elkhart Police Department. He was placed on administrative leave in April 2021, 6 days after the appellate court decision, and is currently under internal investigation. Gourlay says Conway should be fired and that the Elkhart County Prosecutor's Office should accept responsibility for the wrongful conviction.
Where is the apology to Andy and his parents? Where is the Elkhart Prosecutor coming out and publicly saying that she is sorry for what Andy and his family had to go through? I haven't heard that. I haven't seen that.
County Prosecutor Vicki Becker was the lead prosecutor who filed charges and litigated the 2004 case. She was elected in 2016 after serving as the county's chief deputy prosecuting attorney for 14 years. When reached by phone, Becker said she had not been contacted by Gourlay or the clinic, and Royer is now innocent as no charges are pending. She also said asking for an apology is highly inappropriate in the practice of law. And the actual killer has not been found. Lana Kanan, Royer's co-defendant in the murder case, was exonerated in 2012 after a fingerprint found at the crime scene was proven not to be hers. Gourlay says it's hard to imagine a worse investigation.
Two individuals in a single case wrongfully convicted. It's shameful.
Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.